Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah.
I can't see it otherwise.
Well, how is it? Is it that good? She's smiling. She likes it. That's what you get for looking at cat dog on rule34.com. Or that. .net.
Did you like it?
Of this bioproduct less expensive and more sustainable.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So the market has just dropped out. So my whole...
Yeah. So they're like, what would you honestly prefer? Something from the bowels of a sperm whale or an extract from a plant?
I think the bowels of the sperm whale. Isn't it more authentic?
That's how I know it's going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's true. And it's way cooler to talk about at your ritzy dinner parties.
I love that's like the logic that like vegans use to try to convince yourself. Would you rather eat meat from a real cow or pea plant extract?
Yeah.
Huh?
And then they always
assume that you're going to go with the second option.
Like, oh, you're right. Reason.
Yeah.
I like that
real
one.
Convincing. Yeah. Would you rather have the real thing or a plant derivative that we haven't mastered yet because we just discovered it?
You're essentially you're bottling a whale's burp.
Yeah.
That's been in the ocean for 60 years. I mean, that's romantic.
It is romantic.
That says love to me.
So I wonder we could talk about this all day. You know, it's funny because we actually should save this for the next pot.
Yeah.
we're having a conversation. We're actually going to be,
How do we accidentally get into this?
I don't know. So this is a good introduction to the pod we're doing next week, or hopefully next week. We're still trying to get our schedule, but we have a guest we're going to bring on and we're going to talk all about fragrances. So
stay tuned
for that. But until then, this is Did You Reddit? A weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Yo, it's my free day down here, holding down third base.
Mid-yawn. Those are our Reddit names, if you didn't catch on from episode one. You can reach us there on Reddit, or if you can send us emails at hi@digireddit.com. You can also hit us up at our respective usernames at digireddit.com. Hit us up on Facebook. And it's pretty much the only social media we use. Do we have other ones? I guess we technically have an Instagram, and we technically have a Twitter. We're growing Instagram. We have put zero attention into Twitter. So
yeah.
I think right now it's just a bot.
Instagram's balling, actually, a little bit. We got...
Really?
Our fans are sturdy. They're passionate.
I love
There's a lot of chitter chatter back and forth.
Sturdy like well-structured males, like big... Burly guys?
That's how I read it.
Like a foundation-based male.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, I love that.
Sturdy.
We're lucky.
We are lucky.
Extremely lucky.
There's a interesting podcast community on Instagram that's nimble, sturdy, passionate.
God.
And
all those things.
Shout out to you guys.
Shout out to you guys. So anyway, we have those. You can reach us out there, etc. And we have a Patreon that you can send us some Skrilla if you'd like. You get some cool stuff. So if you do that, we'll make you a sketch. We'll send you a copy of the Kelly Diaries, which I don't know.
For
$5,000. We've referenced that stuff a lot throughout the pod. So if you don't know what we're talking about,
And if you ever want to see the Kelly Diaries, it's gonna cost $5,000.
Yeah, totally.
They're very offensive.
And then we'll send you maybe a sword. But I don't know, you know, True Swords, they keep fucking not responding to our goddamn emails and stuff. So we'll either send you a sword or like a like an RV controlled drone that looks like a gnome from Hammocker Schmelker.
Hammocker Schlemmer.
Hammocker Schlemper. Oh my god.
I think Hamburger Schlemmer.
We're kind of caught in an interesting period of our pod where we don't have a diehard non-sponsor right now. So we're sort of shopping around.
We're shopping around for the appropriate.
So if you're listening going like, wow, I'd like to be the non-sponsor, hit us up.
Man. And the non-sponsor basically means the brand that we bring up on the pod every week and kind of make fun of, but also sincerely enjoy.
The brand that we love.
Yeah.
And we beg to pay us.
Yeah. TrueSwords.com filled that void for a long time, but
they really don't like us when we reach out to them.
We might have to switch to the grenade locker. We're not sure.
Yeah, true. False knives.com. All right. Anyway, so let's get into the the pod today. So today we're going to talk about a special sub, because this week is our 69th episode.
69.
What is that? Is that a TrueSwords.com ripoff?
Yes.
Bud, get the edge.
Bud K.
Bud K, get the edge.
They seem just as good, if not
Holy shit.
Better.
Holy shit.
I feel like that might be our move. We got to reach out to Bud K, get the edge.
Get the edge.
I love the name.
Bud K, get the edge. Anyway.
Let's reach out. If they're more like amenable to us, sorry, True Swords, we'll get our swords from
It looks
the
like
bud.
They get everything from the same manufacturer.
I know.
So, oh, yeah.
All right. Anyway.
How dare you say that?
So, episode 69. So, today we thought it'd be a really good time to finally try to address some of our favorite not safe for work Reddits, subreddits. So today, there's so many of them. If you're new to Reddit, if you're new to Reddit and you're like an evangelical Christian, then leave.
Because, I don't know what to tell you.
But if you're new to Reddit and you're looking for a frisky old time, there's a never-ending amount of not safe for work subreddits that range from like...
It's the Black Mirror equivalent of what we've talked about thus far as subs.
Yeah, pretty much.
For every sub there is, there's a porn version of that sub almost.
And that's a wonderful segue into the topic of today, which is Rule 34.
Oh, boy.
So, and we're going to leave you with that for a moment, and then we'll explain it after we go over posts of the week. We need to do this. We need to do a little bit of post of the week. We've been trying to stick to this segment, and I love how we tease the episode and get people real stoked.
Yeah.
And then we completely change topics.
Because you guys aren't going anywhere now,
you guys aren't
right?
going anywhere. You're hooked. Rule 34. Or you can just skip ahead to like maybe 25 minutes in, and then you'll probably get it.
But. You just got teased. should we cue that intro music?
Yeah, I have to probably write it, so... Maybe it'll be this week. Maybe it'll be another
man.
Week.
That was good music.
Yeah,
cool.
I'll just do a little jingle jangle.
Yeah,
that I can put right there. All right. Anyway,
page music.
Jingle jangle.
All right. What's been happening on the front page this last week?
Okay. So I've noticed that we're still getting a lot of fun. Olympic stuff. But there's also
a shooting. Is that what you meant to say?
Yeah, I was going to say there's also a super deadly school shooting in Florida that no one in the government seems to care about. So that's taken a lot too, which is kind of an interesting mix of like right on women's hockey. That was a great match. And
did you see
the winning
Rubio? Goal?
No, but I heard it was special.
It was fucking bananas.
Yeah, like, ice hockey.
So sick. Yeah, women's ice hockey, because the U.S.
That was cool.
The U.S. women beat, oh my God, I'm watching
Canada.
Canada. They beat Canada, which is rare. Canada is obviously dominates everything hockey related, generally speaking. And they won it. It was a golden goal, I believe, as well. And it was in an overtime situation.
I don't know. Is that a hockey term?
Golden? No, well, it wouldn't have been golden goal, I guess, but it was
overtime.
That sounds
like a friendly move you pulled to your buddy at the urinal.
Golden goal.
Golden goal. That's something Durka Durka football definitely does with his bros on the weekends.
That asshole. No question. We love Durka Durka.
So my favorite post from this week, it was actually yesterday, and this is a little political, but it's in a good way. So I don't know if I've mentioned this in the sub or in the pod. But I'm from the border of Ohio and West Virginia on the Ohio River. And West Virginia...
Sing the theme song.
I'm not going to sing that song.
We're trying to get some singing.
Not going
to
do it. All of West Virginia's teachers had a strike yesterday.
Oh!
That I think is extending into today because they got a 1% pay increase.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. But a 10% healthcare cost increase.
What?
So their net pay for teachers, let alone, and teachers are already like the most underpaid servants in society.
Yeah.
Right. They ended up making like a net increase in their wages. Was it like a negative, you know, negative $80 or negative $800 or something?
Oh
like
my
that.
God.
So the wages of West Virginia teachers actually has gone down. Relative to healthcare, right?
Jesus.
And for good reason. They were like, well, this is some fucking bullshit, dude. This will not stand. So they all went on strike yesterday, and there was the school was canceled for the entire state.
Oh,
right.
Are we approaching total destruction?
Oh, we're very close.
I feel like
we're very close, and it's like this shit's avoidable, dude.
Yes,
like, this is the kind of stuff that you're just like, well, goddamn, dude. I mean, I understand that there are a lot of teachers, but like, yeah, there are, should be a lot of teachers,
right?
And they should be earning the money that they deserve. And then in the meantime, as this is also happening,
you could argue that too many of them get paid more than they deserve.
No, you can't.
No, I'm
saying.
What
are you talking about?
That is a terrible argument. Threw me for a loop.
No. How does tenure work for teachers? Don't they get stuck in a job for the rest of their life?
So that is an interesting point.
So now it looks like it's an interesting point.
Well, but it's not. So the way
don't they only work 8 months a year?
I mean.
And get 6 weeks off for Christmas. I mean, it's not a traditional job like everybody else has.
I will say that's a decent counter argument.
Like 9 to 3.
That's a decent counter argument.
Yeah.
But think about what their job is. I get that they mold minds, but then they also don't work the traditional schedule in the traditional market that regular people work who make more money.
But that's the nature of their job. Yeah, but here's the counter.
It's not like they chose to work at that job. I'm just saying, throw a counter out there.
But here's the other thing with that, right? So there are we are very close to the point where, and this is actually happening. There have been stories about this, I think, in Oklahoma. Shout out Hofa Show. I know you live somewhere generally between New York and California.
So,
he's from Nebraska.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, Ho. Now people narrowed down where you live, and we've probably said your name a few times.
Anyway, so I know there's reports, I think it's in Oklahoma, where there are teachers that are literally having to work two jobs to survive, to literally pay rent. So they're working at Walmart and teaching. And I've also read, I don't know if this is true or maybe I'm making this shit up.
Does that mean they worked from September to June? And then because if you worked.
No. This is like during the school year, they're also working.
Which is a 9 month year, 8 month year.
Right.
So your job is 12 months a year.
Right.
And you make more money because you work more. That's all I'm saying.
But a second job
doesn't really blow my mind.
But everybody has
a second job.
But I feel like the biggest...
No?
That's not true.
No.
That's how you get by in America. You hustle, baby.
Okay. I feel like the name...
Now we're just getting in pure satire.
It needs to change because teachers are... The fact that teachers are teachers, like literally the future of our country is dependent on the type of people that choose teaching as their profession.
Exactly.
And so like because of that, it's just the nature of childhood development that it needs to be 8 months out of the year. If it wasn't, it would be year round. And during the summer, also, it would suck to hang out with kids all day, every day for 8 months.
Fucking terrible.
So I just think it's more so about the responsibility that's hoisted on them. And then at the same time, it's like, yeah, but we're going to pay you less than an Applebee's server.
Yeah. We're going to pay you less than an Applebee's server. And then another point of this, apart from already their net wage is going down.
Yeah,
this whole Parkland thing is suggesting that we also arm them to kill.
Yeah, and make them responsible for making life or death decisions.
Literally.
Well, they're going to get paid more if they have guns now.
Is that true?
That's what Trump suggested.
Oh, my God. That's such a win-win.
It'll be like a feather in your cap.
But can you imagine? I mean,
like
I was
a PhD.
I was thinking about this.
/ gun.
PhD.
Yeah.
That is peak America. When we say your new certification is the right to bear arms to kill one of your students, right? Because this is the other thing about that. I love this. I mean, I don't love it. It's terrible. But in like the darkest corners of my Black Mirror imagination, there's a beautiful, really dark fucking story that's going to be told about this one teacher who's like been taking care of this one kid who's like the student that she knows is about to go off track.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to take care of him and I'm going to bring him up and we're going to fix his life, and they have a great relationship, but he gets made fun of every day at school.
Dangerous Minds.
Everybody's picking on him, but we know he's too smart for his own good.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
And he might go to college, but then he like gets his college or he gets his college entrance, and his parents can't pay for it, so he can't go to college. And he's just like, fuck this. I'm gonna shoot up the school. I've got nothing left. And that one teacher that's been trying to take care of him the whole time is the one teacher that's also responsible for killing him.
Yeah. Mm. Like, that's a great point.
That's a good movie.
That's going to, yeah. That is. That's, you can steal that.
I would
that's
love to watch
next,
that.
The next Stand and Deliver.
Right. Exactly.
It's but that's going like, to happen. I mean, that's kind of what the proposal is. Like, these teachers' jobs are to protect and prepare children for life, right? And then there's
I would argue that they're not the primary person to do that for every human in the world.
But unfortunately, some of them are. I mean, that's like everybody has the teacher that like changed their life,
especially
right?
for the kids that could go wrong.
Exactly, and like because they probably don't have parents. I mean,
it's like the last social safety net. Is that what you're saying?
This kid that just shot up Parkland, right? He was an orphan.
Yeah.
So it's like he literally did not have any other adult characters in his life. Apart from his teachers, and we in that situation, the teachers would have also been responsible for killing him.
That is outrageous on so many levels.
It's so
to
crazy.
Say it's easier to change the description, the job description for what a teacher is, to include fucking executioner than to not allow machine guns to be sold.
I mean, but that's what it is. I mean, they're being treated as the last. The only reason we're arming them is to kill people that come in with guns.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which like, think if that's like your side responsibility,
that's
and it's
the
like
state of the union,
obviously
man.
Focus on you know like the core math and like figuring out how to teach the new way of long division, but also you're going to have a loaded gun. And something I read that was very interesting is that beginning to end, the average school shooting or mass shooting takes 3 minutes.
Right.
So in order for this to even work, it needs to be readily available to the teacher, fully loaded, and something that they can grab like in an instant, make an instant decision that cops have a hard time doing. Like
it's
police almost, have a hard time
it's also
making
like,
that.
Yeah, it's a deterrent to know the teachers.
Yeah,
have
and gone. Then just knowing that in order for it to work from Trump's point of view, that means it's going to be so insecure in the classroom that say a big asshole kid overpowers a 5'2", 80-pound teacher, grabs the fucking gun.
Right.
Or a teacher walks in and is having a horrible day and is suicidal and decides to shoot up his class.
Totally.
Like,
I mean,
you're putting more guns in schools.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a good idea.
And this is also, how rare is
it? Or Barry Birdbatch, who just won't stop making those dick jokes.
Those fucking dick jokes.
Voices. The teacher's just like, I've had enough.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
I've had teachers that would have killed
Barry Birdbatch.
Those Birds.
Barry Birdbatch.
Those Barry Birdbatches.
We're also, like, how this situation with Parkland is very rare where the shooter survived.
Yeah.
Like, 99% of the time, that's accurate science. They kill themselves or they get killed. Very unlikely that they kill. They usually kill themselves. Columbine killed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The one with all the kids in the
Adam Lanza.
Adam Lanza, he killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like this kid just walked away
because
it was an obvious cry for help. But usually, if you're gonna kill yourself anyway, do you give a shit if you go in and there's a teacher like with a loaded gun?
Right. You're still and you have a fucking machine gun?
Yeah, you're just trying
to
take as many
people
out
anyway.
In the process of your killing
but
yourself.
But it still comes back to the what you're in charge. You're Joe in charge.
Right. Joe PE teacher.
What do you do tomorrow? Like, I mean, that's the quickest deterrent tomorrow would be to do that. Look, none of this sounds good.
Right.
But I'm just saying your options are what now?
I mean,
everybody has an AR-15, and that's legal. And what do you do tomorrow?
I
don't know. I think the quickest and easiest and most... it doesn't sound good and doesn't feel good. You don't... Look at you. You're going like, feel good.
I know, dude.
Okay, fine. But you still have to make a choice.
Yeah. I think
what
the right choice would be is to... Until...
Realistic.
Realistic is to like... I don't know, like a lot money to public schools and private schools to hire trained security guards in the interim. You know, like, you don't give it to an untrained teacher. Are you going to then mandate that they take gun safety courses?
They're claiming that, like, teachers could apply that are already gun people. I think is how they're proposing it.
That's fine, but like there,
I think the security guard thing sounds
it's way better, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just somebody who's well trained and like isn't going to be preoccupied with teaching a class. But their job is going to be focused on security. So it's
getting
like
money to pay for that. It's probably a congressional leap or that would take five years. Right?
Yeah.
So what do you do tomorrow? That's the thing. Is the quickest thing is
I think it would take 5 years to make this a thing too. It's like licensing, getting, and if it's only going to be some teachers like that want to, it can't be that. It would need to be a blanket rule that every classroom has a gun, which then you're asking for. Imagine like Mrs. Sandy, like Leslie Jones. And she's 80 years old.
Leslie Jones from SNL.
And I'm an 80-year-old teacher. That's what the goal should be.
My mom's a teacher, and my mom with a gun, oh, my Christ.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking back to, like, all my teachers in high school.
Oh, it'd be so scary, dude. My mom.
My mom would be like,
My mom would do that. I mean, my mom says shit to me on accident that would blow your mind.
Like, what do you...
And so it would, for my mom to be in control of something like that, like her impulses are pretty extreme. So
yeah.
You think she would shoot a kid? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think she would shoot a kid on purpose.
And my mom wouldn't either unless she was trying to quit smoking again. Because she's already quit, thankfully. But when she was quitting smoking, when I was in high school, she was really mean. She went through really rough times.
She would blast a kid.
Yeah.
She would kill
she'd
a bunch
be like,
of kids.
Fuck
so far,
this!
We're hearing all the teachers are going to blast kids.
Yeah, that's the main concern.
I mean, I was a huge obnoxious dick in seventh grade. Like I probably would have gotten capped by Mrs. Yeah. Hendricks.
I was definitely a monster.
Mrs. Hendricks would have shot me for sure.
Mrs. Hendricks.
But that's the other thing too. Is like
me and Bobby Birdbatch, dude.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a weird relativity scale. I mean, this is actually how we're going to segue into the topic for today.
Nice.
Right? So there's a relativity scale with morality and ethics that I think people feel like for some of us. We might see somebody who's like acting volatile and be like, he's fine. That's kids. That's what they do. I know that guy. He's fine. He's just being weird, right? But some other people might see like a tiny, tiny thing or racism, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they like see something that they go, that looks ominous, pulls the gun, right? And then you're dealing with what cops deal with, but you're dealing with it in schools,
with
man.
Teachers who haven't been trained to think like cops.
Like, that's going
to
be what's going to happen. We're going to have a
teacher shoot a kid that didn't have a fake gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
The teacher, it's going to be the same thing, only with less training.
Guns? I can't bring my airsoft gun to school anymore. What?
Airsoft gun.
It's so fun to shoot Bobby
Birdbatch.
I mean,
it's going
to
be, you never, it
teachers
could be
should
anything.
Have nerve gas.
Right. But then also, think of the situation where a kid's just getting like beaten up, like because that happens all the time too, where it's like they're in gym, a kid gets jumped.
Yes,
the teachers don't really know what to do about
it. Mr. Lewis comes over, who only weighs about 110.
Yeah, and they don't really have an option, so they're just like the only defense I have against this kid who could get killed
is a gun. Yeah,
right.
And you're asking them to make a judgment that's difficult for military, that's difficult for law enforcement.
I know.
And now you're asking a ninth grade teacher to make that judgment? Right. That is intense.
What if we build a wall?
Wait. Hold on.
Okay.
Tell me more.
The school.
Tell me more.
What if the schools were more designed like prisons?
Wait. I like this. Where this is going.
Nobody could get in or out unless you should be in or out.
Yeah. Like schools should be prisons, but also very like in, like
just weight yards.
Beautiful and nurturing places to learn, but also weight yards. Because
well,
kids are
yards?
Fat. Like, they need, need to lose weight.
You're essentially proposing, this is like the exact same pitch to create mental institutions in the 20s.
Exactly.
Like, we need places that, like, feel safe, but also nobody can leave.
Yeah.
So that everybody's safe, but it feels safe.
And we should
nobody can leave.
You cannot leave.
Yeah. Yeah. And they should do license plate making and all that stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Earn their keep, man.
I mean, I did not see this on Reddit. I probably should post it, but it was like, I keep seeing these little moments of what I call peak America.
Oh, they're
where we're reaching these times where we're just like, holy shit, that is the most satirically American thing I've seen. And I saw live in the flesh a McDonald's flag at half mast.
For the Florida
shooter.
It was as America as it gets.
It was peak America. It was on La Cienega or Librea.
Shit, dude, did you get a pic?
I got a picture, and it's literally,
you saw it in real life.
Yeah, I saw it. It was like a real thing that I saw, and I can't help but like laugh and cry a little bit inside at the same time when I see that kind of stuff.
And then their billboard outside says like, "We're loving you."
Yeah,
we're loving you.
Oh my god, it's a McDonald's half mast.
Yeah,
we gotta post that.
And it's right beside an American flag too,
but it's a little bit higher.
A little higher though, because brand.
Which is like, look, let's be honest, we're brand first.
Yeah, brand America. First.
Maybe fourth.
But it's the most that's where we are now. You know what I mean?
Oh my god,
that is
I think
wonderful.
Look, people don't like where we're at, and that's where a lot of this outrage is.
Right.
It's like, I don't like the idea of putting guns in schools. I'm not a gun guy. Like,
right.
But people get upset because they don't want to be where we are. We're sort of disappointed with ourselves that's the current state of affairs. But it is.
I mean, that's kind of how
until you admit it, you can't get better from it.
That's true. That's kind of how I view Trump in a lot of ways. Is like,
this is where we're at.
Trump is reality. Is the good reflection of what America actually is.
We're
not.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
and I think people in the bubble, you know, in California or in LA or San Francisco or wherever, are like, I don't get it. You're like, well, you don't understand how it is, maybe.
Right.
But and you should. Because that's how it is.
Yeah. We're just disgusted with ourselves.
Yeah. People get upset. I don't know.
Which is fair. We should be disgusted with ourselves. So.
How do you improve on something that you can't even see?
I mean, I swear to God, we're going to talk about our topic. One last tunnel note, and then we're going to talk about our topic. I was listening to a podcast yesterday about the Russian stuff and kind of how like this Russian internet agency, which I think is fucking incredible. That there's this agency predicated, like a three-floor business building that is predicated on trolling people as an industry, which is where these indictments are coming from, etc. And they were interviewing a woman who was one of the people that they had called, because that was one of the big things, that they called Americans. They called real Americans. They got a hold of real Americans to essentially do some of their bidding. So, like, stage this protest. Who are you? Oh, my name is John. I'm from Texas. We're having a protest. And it's actually like, you know, Evgeny in St. Petersburg, right? Who just has a pretty clear accent, right? And she was, the way she was talking about her belief in the system was the way you hear about people talking about like Jesus and religion, where they like, you can't talk somebody out of what they believe. Mm-hmm. At their core, you know what I mean? And with the with a lot of these
people, I've been trying to do it my whole life, dude.
Yeah. But with some of these people, they're like, I believe at my core that I was talking to an American patriot. And they go, you weren't. Like, this is, and they're like, well, he told me he was.
Yeah.
Like, well, but he was lying. He was a made up thing. And they're like, well, I believe he wasn't made up.
Yeah, people's truths versus the truth.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the age that
living
we're living
my
in.
Truth.
Right. And that's kind of, I mean, that's the same truth. Shit as Jesus, right? I mean, like, and I don't want to, this isn't about religion, but like, that's the exact same thing that happened.
We already talked about guns. Now let's talk about religion.
Hell yeah.
You have all these people that are saying like, I believe in blank and nothing can steer me out of it. And then people come along and go like, but blank says otherwise, and people are studying this. There are people whose job it is to uncover the truth around that very specific topic, who have proven now that what you're saying is true is not true. And they go, well,
I blame it on Dr. Pepper.
I believe that you're wrong. And that's where it ends. And you can't do anything else.
Because I feel this way.
Right.
We just had this conversation.
Right.
Because I feel this way, this is the way it is. And that's, I think a lot of people roll that way now.
Yeah.
Because that's what Dr. Pepper tells us. It's, I'm one of one, and that's all that matters.
Wow. Bringing it back to Dr. Pepper.
It all comes back to the DP, dude.
That's funny.
But every commercial now is sort of like, you're the best.
Maybe
do your truth, man.
Maybe DP is a better segue into the topic for today, actually.
DP.
DP.
Episode 69.
Sorry, we went a little lengthy chatter about the news, but that's what's been happening this week. And, you know, we like talking about what happened on the week in Reddit. So we had to talk about Parkland, had to talk about the Olympics, had to talk about McDonald's at half mast.
Yep.
which we will post. All right. Anyway,
half mast in your pants, dude.
Full mast to my
pants.
Oh,
right. Durka.
Dirk, that's our new like. Oh snap! Durka football.
Oh, this is interesting. I'm sorry. One quick thing. Okay. I'm super sorry, but it's so.
Hey, live your truth.
There was an armed officer assigned at the school. Oh, I didn't know about. Yeah.
There's another. That opened up a whole new can of worms.
Yeah, yeah. I just okay.
There was also a deputy who didn't even go inside.
No.
Who came and was like ready and knew that the school shooting was happening. He was like, I'm gonna wait this one out. I'm gonna wait over here.
Yeah.
He just lost his job for obvious reasons. But people are just like, well, that doesn't solve it then.
So, yeah.
Anyway, right.
Yeah.
So you need Rock and John Cena.
Yeah. So everybody open up their private browsers.
Yep.
Oh, too late.
Oh no! I did open it up on a.
I work at.
Are you on a work computer?
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. So today we're going to talk about porn. Because this is episode 69. That's what we want to do, but not any porn, even though there is an infinite amount on Reddit, which is part of the reason we want to talk about it, because we haven't been able to yet, and I'd say it's probably 30% of Reddit is porn, much like the internet itself, if not more. But
it's probably 70%.
Probably 70%. But today, we're going to talk about Rule 34. So, and this is my choice, so I'm going to kind of try to lead through some of it. This one's a little complicated, because Rule 34... It doesn't inherently make sense, and the genesis of it is it's kind of internet lore. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that started on the internet. I'm looking at everybody's face as they're witnessing things on Rule 34.
Yeah,
and disgust.
Usually when like you're introing it, I'm like kind of browsing. I'm like, cool, we got some cool stuff here to talk about. But I can't. I didn't hear a word you said because I've seen so many. Cartoons getting fucked in the butt.
So many buttholes. All right. So, okay. So Rule 34. So, this is the subreddit. It's Rule 34. It's very popular. If you look in the top of all subreddits, especially if you go to Reddit list, I'm sorry. I'm getting alerts on my phone telling me that people in the Trump campaign are pleading guilty.
Awesome.
To federal things. Anyway,
focus.
I know. Focus.
Focus.
So, Rule 34. So, there are 318,898 childhoods ruined. Amazing. And there are 2,000 here right now. So, not a ton online, given the proportion, but lots in terms of people that are just fucking jerking it to hentai right now.
Holy shit.
So, let's just start from the top, because I think we've heard the words Rule 34.
Right.
But I don't really know where it came from or what it means or what it is. Can you?
Yes. So the general rule 34 is if it exists, there's a porn of it. Right?
Got it.
And the only exception.
What's a simple example of that?
So say I'm like, God, I just woke up from a dream where I was super turned on by the idea of a vacuum cleaner chasing me.
Right.
There was porn about
there's
that.
There's a porn about that. Right?
There's definitely porn
like if,
about
if
that.
If it exists, there's a porn of it, right? That's kind of the broad strokes what Rule 34 is.
Like, no one's original. Like, any idea you've had of what could be sexy, someone else has had it and made porn of it.
Got it. And it doesn't matter. Any idea you've had doesn't even need to be sexy idea. Just any idea.
Pretty much. Like, right? I feel like anything we could think of that's like that could become a porn... has become a porn.
Right.
Right.
And a lot of it, unfortunately,
it's kind of a depressing creative implication.
Yeah. There's like probably, like there's Bob the Builder porn.
Oh, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, without
no
a
question.
Doubt.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of the times you see this manifesto, this is a bit of a, this is obviously a racy one, but this isn't necessarily just like fun, strange racy. To be completely honest, I wish it was more of that. But I think, like a lot of things on the internet, it took a little bit of a turn somewhere, and it's kind of gone into a little bit of a weird direction where it's almost exclusively hentai.
Yeah.
And I think hentai is strange in itself, because it's kind of like...
What is hentai?
Hentai
let us tell you.
Is anime porn, essentially. Yeah. And it's... So, manga is anime cartoons, right? I don't know if that's the perfect description of it, but... and hentai is kind of the porn version of that. But what you see a lot in hentai, unfortunately, is a lot of like, it's hard to say because they're cartoons, but like younger cartoons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
is this Yeah.
So like I think a school girly, a lot of like kind of the Japanese features, so they kind of look a little bit younger than normal. But I think what Rule 34 suggests is what I think all of us wish it was more of, because it is very strange, and there are really good examples of this that we will go over, is like the vacuum cleaner one, right? Or like, I had a dream that like Scooby-Doo was doing me from behind with fucking, I don't know, like...
With Scooby Snacks. Well,
isn't it more like Scooby Snacks,
you'd find it, right?
Yeah, or... Okay, sorry, I'm getting a little confused. Is Rule 34... I was walking down the street and I found $20. Like, that's a thing that happened. And then there's a porn version of it. Does my version have to be sexy?
No.
No, it just has to be a thing.
I think it
and
just has to be a thing.
Porn equivalent to it. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's a semi-sarcastic kind of porn rule, a rule of the internet. Where, sure. Because, I mean, obviously you could be like... There's a frisbee over there. Is there a porn of like people putting frisbees in their balls? And it's like, well, probably, but like that's not really the point. The point is a lot more like, oh, there's like Frozen just came out. Immediately, there's a porn of it.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, well, of course there is.
Exactly. And like that's I think the main resonant thought is like, of course there's a porn.
There was
that,
a Sarah Palin porn going around when she was running.
Yeah,
it
popped up like 10 minutes after.
And that's a great example of a Rule 34, right? So. And I think the fun of Rule 34 is where you really
stretch
it. Who's
Nailing Palin?
Is that really what you're
I'm remembering? And I remember because there's such a good title. You're like,
it was a really good title.
Yeah, that's good.
How could you forget?
So I'm looking on, this is the Rule 34, in parentheses, internet meme, Wikipedia page, right? So I'm going to read some of it because I think on the Rule 34 subreddit, it's a lot more like you already know what Rule 34 is. You're into this kind of stuff, so you're here to engage.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not like, what is it?
Yeah, it's not. It's a little less like this is a strange, hilarious internet phenomenon. It's a little bit more like this is what Rule 34 is, which, by the way, generated probably from 4chan. I think that's where people mostly speculate where it's from, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
what do the numbers mean?
What do you mean?
34.
We'll get into that. I'll get into that.
Good.
So, all right. So, this
dying
is
to know.
So this is a description on Wikipedia. So Rule 34, if it exists, there is a porn of it, no exceptions, is a prevalent internet meme that states that internet pornography exists concerning every conceivable topic. The most popular targets of Rule 34 are fictional characters from television series and video games, right? And that is kind of where you see it has mostly generated now, which is part of the reason why when I was researching this, I was kind of like, man, I was a lot more interested in seeing like extremely strange things like
that have become porn.
Yeah, there's like Lysol bottles and stuff, and be like, there's a porn of that, right?
Yeah.
And be like, whoa, that I don't even know where would that fetish come into play, right? But what you really see is especially with the hentai community, it's a lot of like Overwatch characters and a lot of, you know, Pokemon characters come to life.
Yeah.
Like things that like that you're like, your childhood was confusing.
Yeah. Like, it's because all these kids watched like Pokemon and had like sexual awakenings to like the girl in
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly. Like it was
or
like,
Team Rocket.
It was like happening at the time, and then you don't sexually evolve, or maybe you do, and that's just as your flavor. I've never really understood the appeal of hentai. I think we've talked about foot fetishes on this pod before, really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand foot fetishes either, but I mean, they're anatomical, so maybe that makes a little bit more sense. And it is an appendage, so like, kind of you get it
a
little bit, but like,
it's weird.
Hentai, I just don't totally understand.
Well, yeah, if you're searching around and give a choice between something real and then something cartoon,
right?
I don't know. I guess,
but there's also, I mean, I guess the appeal maybe is partially the
it's an extreme version of a human.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, like it's the extreme version where like not only is it extreme in the anatomical way, where you have like the biggest tits ever and whatever, like everything is
40 foot dicks.
Yeah, like the curves are really extreme, but also it's like extreme liquids and stuff, you know what I mean? Where like everything is gooey and fucking everything's viscous, and it's just like it's disgusting, but also it like appeals to the most extreme versions of like sexual disgust.
And it's so funny too, because I'm like, it seems like they spend the most time on that gooey syrup drawing.
They love
that,
don't they?
They put it on everything.
They put it on everything. All right, so here's the origin according to the Wikipedia, and I think there are different variations of this that I'll kind of get into, because I think that this is one of the ones that we kind of researched fairly in depth, or I did at least last night when I was kind of trying to figure out how to talk about this, partially because as I was going through it, I was like, oh, this is disappointing. I was hoping more for like Lysol bottles and shit. You know what I mean?
I just saw like something horrifying. Oh, I'm sorry.
Can't wait to talk about that.
Go on, go on.
So the origin, the mimetic internet rule may have originated from a 2003 webcomic captioned Rule 34, there's porn of it, no exceptions, which is drawn by Peter Morley Souter to depict his shock at seeing Calvin and Hobbes parody porn.
Oh my God.
Amazing. See, that's a good example of like Rule 34 that I like.
You yeah. know what
I mean? That I'm like,
like Calvin and
that's,
Hobbes.
That's funny that you take something so.
Who would think of that?
And it's also like a 1950s kind of traditional American comic. You know what I mean? Which is even hilarious, even more hilarious. Anyway, so Morley Souter posted the comic on the United Kingdom website Zoom Out in 2004. It has been widely reproduced. The exact origin of Rule 34 is unknown, though it may be related to Rules of the Internet, the list of protocols and conventions, which first appeared on 4chan. Surprise! Rule 34 appeared in Urban Dictionary in 2006, submitted by a user, I'm not even going to pretend to pronounce that, who claimed that the adage was commonly used on a variety of message boards. Then on October 12th of that year, the rule was included in the original Rules of the Internet list on the Internet Culture Wiki Encyclopedia Dramatica, right?
God, I love it.
All right, tell us while I go into this, tell us what you just saw.
Much of a
well, are you you're asking where? Well, it came. I mean, yeah.
I'm still a little confused. Totally, I want to be able to drop this knowledge tonight. Dinner party stat.
Okay, so let's. So I'll go into the rules of the Internet.
I want to be like, hey, Bobby Birdbatch, do you know where Rule 34 started? He'll be like, no, do you? And I'll be like, no. So I'm just trying to.
He'll be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh God.
All right. So this is the rules of the Internet
dinner
on
party fucking ammo, bro.
This is the rules of the Internet on Encyclopedia Dramatica, right? So there's no real set of rules of the Internet. This is just kind of like the agreed upon rules of the Internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and this is kind of what you have seen in particularly on 4chan, where I think a lot of things like this, particularly things that are a little bit A, confusing, and B, gross,
yeah,
start on 4chan. I think we've talked about this before. Reddit, it does a good job of taking that and kind of like, for people that are unfamiliar with the difference between 4chan and Reddit, Reddit kind of takes things that are a little bit weird and gross and kind of like wraps them up a little bit and kind of gives a little bit more of like, you can understand this, you can wrap your head around it.
Takes out some of like the murderous shit.
Takes out some of the murderous kind of like, you know, gross stuff. But in 4chan, the very act of going to 4chan is confusing in itself. It's like once you land on the homepage, you're like, this is not, I don't understand what's going on, right? Anyway, so rules of the Internet. Do not talk about blank. Do not ask about blank. Or I'm sorry, rule number two, do not talk about blank. Number three, we are anonymous. Number four, anonymous is legion. Number five, anonymous never forgives. Number six, anonymous can be a horrible, senseless, uncaring monster. Number seven, anonymous is still able to deliver. Number eight, there is no real rules about posting. Number nine, there are no real rules about moderation either. Enjoy your ban. So what you're seeing in this, by the way, this is like, they are rules of the internet, but they're really, what it's doing is it's saying, it's like taking important memeified moments of the internet that I think people that are familiar with internet culture understand. They understand the lingo of that thing. Like the moderators and ban, like, you get it.
Yeah.
I mean, you get where that's coming from. It's kind of like, that's just like an unspoken rule of the internet. Like, moderators in charge. If you're banned, enjoy your ban. Right?
Yeah. It's cool. It's like, it's like internet culture is now old enough to have like touchstones like that,
exactly,
where it's like,
yeah,
we all get it.
Number 10, if you enjoy any rival sites, don't. That's funny. I think that highlights the 4chan Reddit relationship, actually. Number 11, all your carefully picked arguments could easily be ignored. That's funny.
Mm.
Number 12, anything you say can and will be used against you. Yes.
Yeah.
Number 13, anything you say can be turned into something else. Number 14, do not argue with trolls. It means that they will win.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ugh, true.
Or it means that they win. Not even that they will. It means that they win. Number 15, the harder you try, the harder you will fail.
That's so true. Sad.
Number 16, and this is like the internet. This isn't real world. This is the internet. So yeah, like, when you argue with trolls on the internet, that's their point. That's the point. That's, yeah, them winning, right?
Ugh. Yeah.
Why does that upset you?
That upsets me because they say things that everybody wants to be like, no, you're wrong. But just don't, it's because that's why they said it.
It's so good.
Number 16. If you fail in epic proportions, it may just become a winning failure. That's essentially meme culture, right?
Yeah.
Like people that fail on a meme, on a level of memedom, become internet celebrities, essentially. Number 17, every win fails eventually.
Ooh.
Number 18, everything that can be labeled can be hated. Wow.
Interesting.
Number 19, the more you hate it, the stronger it gets. Bro, these are profound rules.
That's so true. Wow.
This is a great
tutorial
for how the culture works.
Yeah, I mean, how the internet culture works.
It's applicable
works,
for sure.
They're philosophical. I feel like you could have an episode on every single rule.
Yeah. We might eventually, and then start talking about Parkland and not even bring it up once. Number 21, original content. Number 19. Number 19, nothing is to be taken seriously. Okay. Number 21, original content is original only for a few seconds before it gets old. Wow. Number 22, copypasta is made to ruin every last bit of originality.
Copypasta.
Nice. Number 20. Do you guys know what copypasta is?
Yes.
I know what creepypasta is.
Creepypasta is the same principle, just for horror stories. Oh, copypasta is like something you copy and paste over and over and over and over.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Are you looking at Rule 34 right now?
I can't stop looking.
I keep looking over at you and you're bug-eyed.
I'm like, good God. Sorry.
I'm like watching the childhood seep out of your eyes.
Literally have seen things I'll never forget. Perfect. Already. Right. But yeah, copypasta is like a well-known like paragraph that people just post and it's always applicable somehow.
Yeah, totally. Number 23, copypasta is made to ruin every last bit of originality. That's actually... That's twice. That's Rule 22 and
Damn.
Rule 23. Number 24, every repost is always a repost of a repost. Amazing. Number 12, these are great. These are literally the rules of the internet.
They are, yeah.
Number 25, relation to the original topic decreases with every single post. We see that in Reddit, right? Particularly with the subreddit comments, right?
Yeah, it just degrades and it spins off into its own thing really fast.
Number 26, any topic can be easily turned into something totally unrelated, of course. Number 27, always question a person's sexual preference without any real reason. Amazing.
God.
Oh my God. Number 28, always question a person's gender just in case it's really a man.
Yeah.
That's genius.
That's true.
That's a good safety tip.
Yeah.
Number 29, in the internet, all girls are men and all kids are undercover FBI agents.
It's like, just be safe.
That's amazing.
Just know.
That's such a great rule.
That's hilarious.
That's my favorite rule. So I love that all kids are FBI agents.
So funny.
That's the best way to look at it.
I have a funny, strange story about that, by the way. I will say after this list. I mean, it sounds, that sets it up really, actually, I'll just tell you right now.
Okay.
When I was in high school, I had this like kind of puberty driven online relationship with like somebody I met on ICQ or something, right?
Nice.
And it was literally exactly what you'd expect. It was like flirty with a girl.
What's
14.
ICQ?
Do you remember ICQ?
No.
Do you remember ICQ?
I remember hearing. I was never on it.
It was a messenger.
It was just like the fake internet your mom set up in your basement.
Exactly.
Get on the old ICQ.
I see you. The website, icu.com. It's yours.
Keep talking to your can friends. Yeah.
It was it was like AOL, like instant messenger type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
it was like a chat room sort of video.
Yeah. And everybody had it where I was from, and it was just whatever. So I like
the terminology chat room, by the way.
Chat room. I had this relationship with this girl who's my age. I don't remember where she was from. And it wasn't like a relationship, but it was like a, you know what I mean.
She was a model. Right. She did a lot of things in Fiji. Totally. Sent me pictures.
And it was very hot. I remember it being flirtatious and like puberty and driven, right?
Yeah.
Like what, like you typically get. And then I remember around Christmas, I got an email from her and it was like a naked photo with like a holding a thing that said, hi, my first name. And I was like, whoa, hey, oh my God, what is this? I'd never gotten anything like that before.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, she went kind of black and I was like, and I probably didn't talk to her because it was just like, it freaked me out. It was like a strange, like what the hell just happened? And then when I was in college,
Mm-hmm.
I one of my friends was on ICQ or AOL or something, and I saw her screen name in his like list. Yeah, in his like list of people.
And this
I
was is just like the plot to Her.
Infidelity.
So, well, I was like, who do you know who that is? And he said the same story. He had the same fucking story.
No way. Yeah.
You got heard, man. You got Scarlett Johansson.
Well, it was like I still to this day I'm like, it was either definitely an old dude.
Oh yeah.
Definitely an old dude, or it was like a fucking
FBI
agent. Yeah, an FBI
agent. Trying to fish in.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it was like, and it freaked me the fuck out because it was so like,
hey, wait, but what did you say? What are you on the hook for? Because I feel like you don't want to admit a couple things here, pal.
I mean, I don't think it was on the hook for anything. I think it was like...
It was lure.
I think it was probably more of a dude than it was like an FBI agent.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I feel like nobody's, I was like 15 or
nobody's
something.
Nobody's breaking the rules.
Yeah.
But if it's a dude and you send a hairless little junk pic.
Yeah.
Because you're 13.
And he's a creepy pedophile and he's
like, yeah, I'm a hot chick. I'm a model from Fiji.
Check it out.
Totally. I think that's kind of what it felt like. But it was one of those weird moments where I was exposed to like...
You got trolled.
I was exposed to the dark underworld of like the internet before I knew what it was.
Yeah.
Right?
And you basically got a dick pic.
Well, it wasn't a dick pic. It was
I know, but idea.
I mean, for me though, I was stoked about it.
Yeah,
right. Like it blew my mind. Right, but it was.
You like hot chicks? How about this dick pic?
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
I'm just gonna slip that in. Yeah.
But it was.
What's his tactic?
But yeah, it was surreal, and it kind of made me a little bit more empathetic to how like the stories you hear about kids these days, you know, because I was, because it really was one of those things where like, you know, when you're that age and you're like, and you're literally learning about sexuality through porn on the internet,
we're all horned up,
and you get a picture from a girl that you assume is somebody that you kind of know, you're like, whoa,
like that's crazy.
I know, but you know, it's like now it's like we're like, oh wow, there are really dangerous people that are doing that.
Yeah.
Right, so
yeah.
That guy was definitely just trolling for little kitty pics.
I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Ew.
I'm sure that's what was happening. Because I remember.
Because then you send a picture. But how do you even send a picture back then? You mail.
I had to
go down to.
I had to fax
Kodak.
It. Yeah, she gave me a fax number.
Go down to the Kodak hut.
Yeah.
You go, hey Trey.
I need a great nude.
I need to send a great nude. Can we do a little parking lot action later after your shift?
In the mall, the mall beauty shots, yeah. And it's like, I need to send a nude.
Hey Trey, I need a great nude.
Say no more, I'm on it.
Oh, come to my studio.
Yeah, Trey always helped.
Yeah, Trey.
Trey.
My studio van. I work at the mall.
Oh my God.
I work at Kodak.
That's
Step
amazing.
On in.
All right, so we're at rule 30. Okay, so that's hey Trey.
Trey is anyway, disgusting.
What are we on? Oh, rule 29. And no, I already read that. Rule 30, there are no girls on the internet. Which is, there's more to that than just that phrase. I think that's like one of those memeified things. And that kind of has echoes into Gamergate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird echoes of that, but I think that kind of is meant to be what the previous one is, which is like if they say they're a girl, they're a man.
Mm-hmm.
If they say they're a kid, they're an FBI agent.
Yeah.
So it's like, and it's, in reiteration, there are no girls on the internet.
Yeah. And that's a perfect example about how these rules are kind of like tongue-in-cheek. And
yeah, totally. Of course.
By the internet, I think that rule means places like Reddit and 4chan, not Pinterest, or right? I
mean, well, that
there,
was... I don't,
that's rule number one on Pinterest is there are no men on Pinterest.
Right. Really? So it's almost like, I think these rules are specific to darker places.
Well, I don't even know if it's dark. I think this is like...
Do you know what I mean, though? It's,
I wouldn't consider... Like, the rules of the
Wild West.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
The rules of the internet, I don't think applies to, like, Hotmail. You know
what
I
mean?
Like, I think it's...
Yeah.
The rules of the internet, as this is phrased, and particularly, like, rule 34, et cetera, is, like, in the places where, like, it is about internet culture,
yes.
Not about, like...
That's what I'm talking
the
about.
Internet is a utility, yes. Right?
Yeah.
So, Pinterest is, like, internet is utility, right? But, like... Reddit and 4chan are like the internet.
I don't think you can go off the rails on Pinterest. Maybe?
I mean, you can, but like
you
not in the way that you can on Reddit and 4chan.
No.
I don't feel like cultures are being created on Pinterest, and I could be wrong, but like
no,
that's kind of the point of 4chan and Reddit is that there's like these self-perpetuating, Ouroboros kind of concepts that just like...
Cool word.
I know. They just kind of become their own weird thing by like re-consuming itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, rule 31. Tits, tits or GTFO? The choice is yours. So tits or get the fuck out. The choice is yours.
Yeah. I feel like that's like hearkening back to like, what was that? Chat roulette.
Chat roulette. Totally.
It was if you don't show your tits, I'm going to skip you.
That's literally, I mean, that's exactly.
This was just in an episode of Homeland.
Really?
I don't know if you guys watched the last
one. No.
But there's a storyline where she goes on 4chan to try to get information.
Wow.
And then she gets trolled.
Amazing.
And, and the guy, it basically in the first movie, is like, show me your tits or get the fuck out. Like,
I love
that's
that.
The whole storyline of the episode. And I'm watching it like snickering. I'm like,
it feels like, what's so funny? And you're like, it's rule 32.
Rule 32. Yeah. You have no idea. Yeah. You'll never know.
Yeah. Actually, it's
because there are
31.
No girls on the internet. Yeah.
Rule 32, you must have pictures to prove your statements. So picture didn't exist is pretty much what that means. Rule 33, we're almost there. Lurk more. It's never enough. That's
yeah.
Amazing. Rule 34, there is porn of it, no exceptions, right?
Mm.
So that's the whole point of this, what we're talking about today. Rule 35, and this is actually an interesting one, because this is like, this. You'll see on some examples of where 34 exists, it's like, rule 34, there's no, or if it exists, there's porn of it, with the exemption, rule 35 is right. What they usually say. Mm-hmm. And rule 35 is... if no porn is found at the moment, it will be made.
Right, right, right.
So it's like
it's inevitable.
It's inevitable. It's like a basic. It's like this is almost law, pretty much. Right?
It could be a great documentary in trying to find out what's not on the internet and then do it.
Yeah,
that would be a really interesting.
That's your simple storyline.
That's
something.
That's a good TV show concept, actually.
Oh, cool. Bought sold to Fox.
Fox. Fox would be a terrible outlet for that show.
Hey, executive.
We're going to find stuff that's not on the internet we're going to be making. You're like, cool. So, like cats and stuff? Or?
No, it's not on the internet. Yeah. So, like, we want more cats.
Yeah.
Okay?
Look. Plenty of that online.
We read the demos. Everyone's into cats.
All right. So, rule 36. This is another very accurate one. There will always be even more fucked up shit than what you just saw.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah.
That's
well, that's, I think, I remember seeing the horse fuck the old man.
You right? saw that?
And I haven't.
Mr. Fingers.
And then,
is that what it was called?
Yeah.
And the guy died.
Yes.
Right? He later on died.
That's
right?
Mr. Fingers.
Okay. I didn't know that was the name of it.
Yeah.
We should talk about that
we
separately
should
because
I
bring
died.
That up to
how did you find that if you didn't even know what it was?
Someone showed it to me probably 2006 or
yeah.
five.
I love Dog Boos. Dog Boos reacted as if you were just like,
Mr. Fingers.
I saw Pink Floyd. Floyd's last concert, Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, you saw that?
Well, the Mr. Fingers, I didn't know that was what it was called, but it's not, it kind of disappeared from the internet.
Right.
It's
so
really
if you saw
disturbing.
It, you were lucky.
Yeah.
Because it's creepy.
Yeah.
But then shortly after that came Two Girls, One Cup, and then came One Guy, One Cup. Do you remember One Guy, One Cup?
Oh, no.
Which was the grossest.
Oh, God.
Two Girls, One Cup was... sexy compared to One Guy, One Cup.
Jesus H. Christ.
And so, like, the example to that rule is, like, oh, you think you've hit the
peak. It's always.
And then you're like, oh, no, that's way worse. That's way worse.
Was Tub Girl pre Two Girls, One Cup or post Two Girls, One Cup?
Which one?
Tub Girl?
Tub Girl was pre.
Pre?
I think that was almost like.
Because Two Girls, One Cup.
99. We're talking the 90s.
Yeah. Tub Girl
was like the original thing you'd tell your friends to go to. Oh, check out TubGirl.com.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Oh, LemonParty.com. Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Lemon Party.
I met up with them the other day. I met up with Lemon Party the other day.
Oh,
so yes.
We're gonna bring him back on. He's still alive.
Oh, my God.
He's back,
fuck yeah.
Back from Africa. Back from the Sudan where he was helping people
so happy.
You know, be better.
Doctors with borders.
Doctors with borders. I work in an Ohio clinic.
And I'm not allowed to leave the state.
Yeah. Doctors with borders.
Doctors with borders. It's like our talent is priceless, but we fucked up.
There's a warrant for my arrest in all of the adjacent states, so I got to stay here. Yeah.
God.
The only problem is there's no lives to save. I've got all these skills going unused.
Doctors with borders is amazing. Yeah, that's I'm trying to think of like the most fucked up thing that I've ever seen on the internet. I mean, I've definitely seen like ISIS beheading videos and shit like that.
Yeah,
those are pretty.
The worst thing I've ever seen was like a cartel beheading a woman.
Yeah,
like video, and I had to quit the internet for a little bit.
Right. Oh yeah. Of course.
That really disturbed me.
Well, and there's like I love pressing.
I get it, and I don't need to know it.
I love pressing the thresholds of this stuff. Like I love it in most capacities of life. But there's a limit with the internet for me where, like, because even you saying that,
yeah,
I know I'm like, I'm thinking Rule 36 and Rule 34 slamming together in a violent truce.
Yeah.
And being like, all right, women beheading cartel video, porn of it. I don't want to live
anymore.
Yeah,
and it's the world is dead.
Yeah, totally.
Bye.
And, but that's, you know that exists.
It does.
That shit exists.
Fuck,
you know
it
mean?
Does. And like, you know what? Not even like simulated. Head, that's happened.
Totally.
And there's probably like dead fucking head, fucking dead bodies. Like,
for sure.
I definitely have a limitation where I'm just like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go like rake the leaves. That's as much as I need today.
Well, I'm going to go clean my garage now.
Yeah. I'm do something out. Nice yeah. and clean and safe.
I agree. I mean, it's funny because it's unfortunate though because there's a little, like once you know it exists, it's like, doesn't matter if you see it. You just, the fact that you know it's there.
Yeah.
Like, bums you out.
I didn't watch any of the ISIS beheadings because I kind of, in my head, I'm like, I can figure out what happens. I don't need to also see
it. It's not something I, like, searched out, though.
No,
that was
same.
That was the thing with things like that is, like, you would see it on, like, the Daily Mail.
You can easily click on it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, like, it was always, like, heads up, this video is disturbing. And then he was like, well, you're putting it on your site.
Yeah.
There was a cop shooting. A lot of the cops, there was one in Arizona, like, a couple years ago now, but the court case was a couple months ago.
Right.
And the shooting was like, these guys just like execute this guy in this hallway. And I heard about it and read about it, but there's a video of it.
Right.
And I haven't watched it cause I'm just like, I don't really want to watch it, but I get it. I've heard the audio.
Right.
And it's just like, they just like mow down a guy.
Yeah. It's brutal.
It's real. It's brutal. It's gross. It's gross.
Yeah.
It's
brutal. So anyway,
how much do you want to see versus,
So let's close out these rules, and then we can talk a little bit more about
rule 34. How many rules are there? Sorry.
47.
47.
So I'm just going to rail through the last few.
Okay.
And I'm
sorry, I have to leave in 15.
I know. That's why I'm like, I got to be careful.
Okay,
gotta be careful. Number 37, you cannot divide by zero. Just because the calculator says so. Don't really understand that one. Number 38, no real limits of the kind apply here. Not even the sky. Okay. Number 39, cap locks is cruise control for cool. That's funny.
That's
hilarious.
Never thought of that.
Oh, man. My dad is so cool.
I just love the way that's worded. Cap locks is cruise control for cool.
That's awesome.
That's fun writing.
That's really fun.
That's writing with zeal.
40, even with cruise control, you still have to steer. Okay. Number 41, Desu isn't funny. Seriously, guys, it's worse than Chuck Norris jokes.
What's that?
I don't know.
Can one of you guys search Desu? I know I've seen that phrase, but I don't know why.
How do you spell it?
D-E-S-U. And Chuck Norris jokes are fucking stupid. Like, those things are old.
Oh, news. My God, yeah. Those are done.
Yeah. Number 42, nothing is sacred. That's number one rule of the internet, man.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Number 43... the more beautiful and pure a thing is, the more satisfying it is to corrupt it. Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
God, that's
that
sad.
That is sad, and like that is again a very rule of the internet.
It's a good example of a rule of the humanity. I mean,
yeah, of course.
You know, you and you see it with technology.
Right.
You see it with anything good a politician tries to do or something.
Right.
Like there's like a shitty version.
Totally.
Like, I don't know. It's human nature in some way. Like the yin and the yang of it all.
Oh,
There's a lot of depth there.
It is
the
yin and the yang. Number
44. The light and the dark, man.
Even one positive comment about Japanese things can make you a weeabo. Or a weeaboo. And you guys know what that is, right?
Is that just like a white guy who's super into like anime
and
stuff?
Yeah.
Pretty much. What, how do you spell that?
W-E-E-A-B-O-O.
Okay. No. So most derogatory slang term for Western person who's obsessed with Japanese culture, especially anime, often regarding it as superior
to
all other cultures.
Yeah.
Well, you know, have you guys ever been to Tokyo? Because like, it's just I've definitely said something.
I love that.
It's like cleaner over there? And,
yeah.
Like, I know organized? It's like even one positive comment about Japanese culture makes you a weirdo.
Weirdo!
45.
Oh, man.
When one sees a lion, one must get into the car.
That's got to be based on a
somebody
video.
Searched that one. I don't know what that is. Number 46.
Chinese lady got eaten by a tiger out of
here's
zoo.
Another. 46 is an addendum to 34. There is always furry porn of it.
Oh, nice.
Which is amazing.
So furries almost, that means they're here to stay. Like
furries are an extreme version of regular shit, but like, it's like when there's a furry thing of it, you're like, that's kind of the example of like post peak meme. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like when you're like, oh, we've gone too far. Right.
Right.
And number 47, the pool is always closed. Also don't know what that one means.
Yeah. Some of these are going to take a minute. Oh, this lion thing is awesome. There's a video on YouTube. I'm sure there are more examples of this, but it's got 101 million views.
Right.
Lion shows tourists why you must stay inside your car. And it's like all these dumb people are just like in their cars around a lion taking pictures, like leaning out their window to take pictures.
Oh my God.
And he just like jumps at the car.
That's amazing.
Well, that's Jeez. Pretty cool.
So that's the official rules of the internet, which is where Rule 34 derives from. And then there are also a bunch of unofficial ones we're not going to read because that took a long time and I'd rather actually talk about porn.
Yeah.
But but that's kind of where those all come from. All right, dog. So you've been
pool's closed. Sorry. It's a anonymous attack on a social networking site, Habbo Hotel.
Oh.
So they organized and then they blocked. It was a Second Life place. And so they organized and blocked entrance to this pool, it's a video game pool.
<That's>
they didn't let anybody in the pool.
I love that. those are the things that I really, really love on the internet.
So this has all happened, you know, in a Second Life scenario. And they organized and said, pool's closed. And like, we didn't let people go to the pool.
Oh my God!
Anyway, okay, that's funny.
Oh,
so
God.
That's glad so, we looked that up.
That's incredible. So, Dog, do you want to go into some of the things? I would love to hear you describe some of the things you're seeing.
I've
on
seen some shit.
Because we, so as you would assume, since
it sounds
porn,
like you just got back from Nam.
Yeah. I'll never have that spark in my eye again. Like I'm dead.
I can ever love again.
No.
So this is obviously very visual, and I cannot stress this enough. And we probably should have said at the beginning of the pod, but we'll mark this as explicit. Don't go to this sub when you have kids, adults, grandparents, coworkers,
anyone behind
anyone
you
around,
at work.
Anyone around. Yeah.
If you're listening to this at work, you're going to be tempted to just see.
Yeah.
Do not do that.
You can search Rule 34 on Google to get a verbal explanation of how it works. But when you go to the subreddit, you will be shocked. You will be awed. Your childhood will be killed. So you need to just, I'm warning you right now. All right. Anyway, dog boobs, go into it.
Okay. So here are a couple of the greatest ones I've seen. And by greatest, I mean weirdest.
Right.
Most of these I've noticed are from video games, like kind of like anime video games,
yeah.
like Overwatch and The Witcher and stuff like that.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, just there are countless videos and GIFs you can find of those. So they're
right.
boring.
Right.
The ones that I found that really stood out, first off, we've got an Ivanka Trump, Melania, and Tiffany all over Obama.
He looks good, too, in that one.
He looks really pumped.
He looks virile.
He looks relaxed.
Yeah.
He's got his tall socks on. Ivanka's holding an American flag that's, like, waving from the wrong direction.
Amazing.
There's some weird stuff going on. It's his penis is like 4 feet long. Like it's
if I know our president, that's anatomically correct.
Uh-huh. That's nothing but respect for my president.
Yeah.
So I just that one to me I'm grossed out by. I feel like it's not really fair to Tiffany. She's been out of the picture. She's doing her law school thing.
Right, right.
She's not trying to get into the
not,
White House.
She's been removed.
Yeah. I'm like, Tiffany doesn't deserve this, but the other two I'm like fine with. I also found Starbucks, the Starbucks logo getting
That's my favorite one.
Creamed coffee. Creamed coffee, you is know what I mean.
Nice. Nice.
Starbucks Chan, creamed coffee. And the Starbucks character is just like the Starbucks character with huge boobs and a giant butt.
Right.
And then
that's pretty funny.
My favorite one, real quick.
Starbucks chick is doing.
Yeah. This is my favorite.
That's a good example of.
I get excited about that one.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, you're going to love this.
That's nice.
Yeah. Hurricane Irma.
Getting laid.
Is thick AF.
Oh my God.
Like that is. Hurricane unreal. Irma. Hurricane Irma. Oh, and it's the clouds of the hurricane, basically like a big bodacious BBW.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
BBW. Everybody know what that means?
Big, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Overweight.
Is it busty
obese.
BBB? I don't know.
I've seen beautiful woman before because it's like, have you heard of like the culture of like feeders and stuff? It's like skinny dudes that have a weird fetish about like getting women hugely fat.
I think I saw something on Vice or something along those lines.
Wow.
So like, it's like, there are people who like BBWs, which are like
talk about
overweight women.
For 4 hours straight.
We need to find that. Yeah. And do that
feeders.
Episode. Yeah. I've seen like a My Strange Addiction or one of those weird shows about it, and they'll make like 10,000 calorie protein shakes and just like,
oh my God,
that's like incredible. Intubate them and just shove it down.
Reddit
there.
Has a sub called Stuffers.
Jesus.
It's about that.
Rule 34, man. There it is. All right. Anyway, let's give us some more dog boobs. I have a couple that I'm going to rail off on.
Yeah.
Have you found some good commentary?
Oh, I found one other really funny one that's timely. It's like an anthropomorphic Earth saying, "I'm not flat," and flashing her giant boobs.
I really like that one.
That's a good one too.
That's nice and clever.
But yeah, I feel like honestly, most of the comments I'm seeing are people that are like, "Damn, the quality of this one.
Right.
Yeah,
very nice quality."
I've seen a lot of commentary on the art. Like, this artist just knows his stuff.
Yeah, like the movement detail. And then you'll get one guy that's like, "Can you guys like actually get off to a 10-second loop? Because I need a little more than this."
That's amazing.
So that's kind of, I feel like there are a lot of like, it's almost become an art form from what I'm seeing from people commenting. Also, and there's like one guy who does it very well that everyone's like, "Damn, he just keeps getting better at this."
Well, and that's what's kind of interesting about this.
Go Travis.
You always see his like.
His art is amazing.
When you.
It links to Patreon and stuff.
Yes.
When you, this is what happens with these subs. It's like it transcends the weirdness and grossness of it and becomes like just an art. Just a culture, man.
Yeah.
It becomes a culture. We're sort of like, we goof on it and laugh about it, but these guys are serious about it.
And
guys,
we're not,
and girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no girls on the internet.
No, there's zero. Or just FBI agents. So they're talking about it's kind of like the nuts and bolts of it all. Like, this artist really, like, you know, his pen control is fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you see over there? You got some.
Oh, God.
Have you seen the Rule 34 planes?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to send this to you because I can't turn my computer or else the
recording. How are you searching for this stuff?
This is amazing.
Porn.com, dude?
No. Because, like, the Reddit sub of it seems to be all hentai.
Oh my God.
I mean, but this is kind of where it's fun, right? Because you get some that is hentai, but they're like it's bizarre topics, right?
This is unreal. Like I'm finding like Imgur, like entire portfolios of bacon porn.
Oh,
or
I love it.
Apple porn, like. This is something people make.
Oh my God.
I don't know what we'll do actually, but you can look it up. And
I think we just got to put this on our website.
Yeah. Like links, like click at your own, you know.
Yeah.
It's like an apple with big boobs growing out
of
it.
Those are good looking tatties too, dude.
It's unbelievable.
So I just sent you guys a link. Dog boobs. Pull that one up.
Pulling it up.
Oh, here's the three-breasted prostitute from Total Recall.
Oh, my God.
She's made an appearance. And guess how many vaginas she has?
How many?
Two.
Wow.
Unsurprising.
Just the one.
just the basic old one.
Just that old one. Oh, my God. The airplanes.
Eight buttholes.
This is...
kind of weird.
So I just sent my favorite that I found is just commercial airplanes.
We gotta send this to Alex.
I know. I mean, there's one.
Hold
there's
on, like, I can't see it. So just describe it. And guess who else can't see it?
The
nobody
users.
Who's listening.
Yeah. I mean, I love that there's one for JetBlue. That's fucking butters my bread, dude.
It's an airplane. Like they've got airplane faces, like the front of the cockpit, and like the engine, like the big engine hole, is their giant butthole that's just like in between. And the wings apparently
so somebody
come out
has
of different places.
Turned every plane into a cartoon version of themselves. That's actually a woman looking to F.
Jesus Christ.
Which is the weirdest Rule 34 ever.
Weirdest one.
Somebody who's so into airplanes, but also porn, but also anime porn.
It's so bad.
And I also just found one of the characters from McDonald's.
Is that Grimace?
Is that the purple one?
Yeah, that's Grimace. He's not around anymore.
I found one of Grimace.
He's passed.
Asking for Ronald's... Ronald's sweet, sweet, sweet stuff.
Oh,
oh man! I keep finding ones that just are. I get more excited about every time I see it.
It's so good.
Okay. This is. I found one of Clippy getting. Oh God! This is so good.
Who's
gross.
Clippy?
Clippy, the Microsoft, Clippy. Microsoft Clippy.
Starbucks store. Woman's body.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry. Go
Too
on.
Much. Clippy getting double penetrated with fingers, and then the next frame down is Clippy pregnant.
What?
I just can't.
What? I
love that Clippy has become. Something to have sex with. It's
oh
fantastic.
My God.
I'm sending this to you right
That's
now.
The best Rule 34 example I've seen, I think.
Amazing.
And this is, so everything we've been saying, we're obviously talking, this is a sub or a podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, but I will tell you right now, if you really want to get into the best Rule 34 stuff, we're not talking like the seedy, like characters from Overwatch porn.
Yeah.
We're talking like Clippy getting pregnant. Go to Imgur.
Yeah.
Imgur is the move, man. That's where all the real strange stuff is.
Yeah.
And I can't get enough.
Oh my God. Like I'm looking at one right now that's like a skunk woman with giant pierced boobs. The biggest tail I've ever seen. Like she's like laying on it like it's a beanbag chair and she's eating donuts and giving a banana like a foot job.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, go to Imgur.
There's a porn parody of Bob's Burgers.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
That's real life.
Oh.
Yeah, that one's... Porn parodies are funny, because there's a...
Well, I think people would be surprised to know that some of them exist. Like, Bob's Burgers, I'd be like, yeah, I don't... It's a nice little...
Yeah.
...show.
I just found one of a tiny baby Hitler...
Jeez.
...having sex with a watermelon.
Oh. Mm.
And the title is Hitler Ghost Watermelon Rule 34.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Yeah.
So, true. Yeah.
That happens. Well, dang. Well, I hate to do this. I've got to pop out for the old meeting.
Oh, boy.
I think you guys should keep talking about this for a few hours, though.
I don't know how. I think this is just one of those things where you just got to kind of explore it on your own.
Here's, yeah, it gets funnier. Like at first it's kind of shocking and disgusting, right. And then it gets funny.
Right.
There's the Harry Potter porn edition is by Dream Zone Entertainment.
nice.
It's called Harry Twatter.
Oh,
Harry Twatter.
Okay.
I mean, there's literally a never ending amount of Harry Potter porn.
Yeah,
I mean,
top of all time is a Hermione Voldemort, right? One.
And that one is a pretty good picture.
Yeah,
if I'm
it looks
being
exactly like
it's good art.
Emma Watson.
Listen to us like Emma critiquing
Watson.
Art.
I know.
That means
art history majors right here. All three of us.
Three of us. Yep. We really know our stuff.
That's how come we're making the big bucks.
So we could probably go deep in this one for ages, but I think this might be a part tour.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be a next week part tour, but I think we're going to come to this because I think there's also. There's a, I we didn't get to talk about it, but I want to talk about there are other interesting rules of the internet, rules and laws of the internet that are not just the informal rules. Because when I was researching this, I was brought to something called Godwin's Law, right? Or Godwin's Law. And it's the most famous of internet laws. I'm reading this from a Telegraph article formed by Mike Godwin in 1990. As originally stated, it said, as a Usenet discussion grows longer, the probability of a comparison involving Nazis or Hitler approaches one.
Yes.
Wow.
So it has now been expanded to include all web discussions. So it's kind of, you know, it really is like a Newton's law for the internet, right?
Yeah.
Like, you talk about it long enough, and then eventually Hitler...
He's our generation's kind of line of demarcation of pure evil, I guess. I mean,
pretty much, yeah.
250 years ago, you would have said, like...
Genghis Khan?
Genghis Khan.
I don't know.
Yeah, or whatever.
Or Satan or whatever, yeah, but...
Well, was Satan around 250 years ago?
No.
Depends.
Jesus was
depends
born
on if you
want to
snort
ago.
This meth.
But this article came out in 2009. I found it pretty interesting. So
I like that he's creating rules in 90. That's bald.
I know. I think that's interesting because that speaks to like a different era of the internet when it was a little bit more about plain text, which is also interesting in itself. But anyway, rule 34, fascinating. Episode 69. 420.
Yeah,
sick.
Enjoy.
Very horny.
Dig
very
into
moist.
It, guys. I feel like it's really something you got to explore for yourself.
It really, I mean, it's
find out what you're
if
into.
If nothing else, we wanted to bring to light the concept of Rule 34 because we don't know. Maybe there's some people that didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And then, and it's just fucking Christ, man. Like, it really, the internet is a wonderful, horrifying place.
I like those rules. I think everybody should spend about 10 minutes and sort of get to know those rules better. And if it'll help clarify what the internet is,
yeah.
I think, you know, and sort of how it functions.
I mean, it's funny because they're apart from there are a couple that we don't really understand that are very much inside baseball, but like they pretty generally ring true to the behaviors of the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which I think is fascinating. So anyway, I'm gonna do a couple randoms. Everybody else close their computer.
I did. I got it. But yes, I there was one I saw that I was like, we should do this one. But go rando.
All right, vaping.
Sweet.
Vaping. That's a good. That's an interesting
one. Subscribe to that. I think it's probably very visual.
Yeah.
But that's what a funny idea.
Before I close my computer, I found one that's just that sucks, and it's pretty funny. It's like. From what I can tell, it's just like things that go wrong for like one person. And it's like, really? Okay, that happened to me. So like there's an example of like all these people, you know, when you get into these comment chains in the comments where everybody basically says the same thing and it's like, that's the joke.
Right.
They're all getting upvoted. And then one guy gets like 130 downvotes for just saying the same thing. And the guy after him gets 100 upvotes.
That's amazing.
And it's like this one guy got singled out and it was like, well, that sucks.
That's hilarious. So this is a good intro to next week. I just landed on fragrance. How funny.
Oh my God. How?
They're bots.
Reddit is listening.
Mm-hmm.
Bots, bro. All right. Bots.
Anyway, until next time. This is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast with the internet, by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
Dog Boobs.
My Free Day.
Hit us up. Rate us. Like us. Do all that stuff. We will be back next week. Have a good week, everyone. Bye.